Hey, and welcome to the Flophouse Mini, the new thing we're trying, kind of a little Flophouse snack in between full episodes. Mm-hmm. We're still kind of figuring out what it is, although one thing that it might be is people on Twitter suggesting topics to us. Not so much questions like on letters, but just sort of something maybe they want us to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're interested in that, tweet at us, at the Flophouse Pod.
Yeah, that's correct.
This time, there's a Twitter user whose name is Chris Larstone. He got in touch and he said, can you look at why movies do not understand basic jobs? Actually, he said, next, can you look at why movie do not understand basic jobs?
Wow.
So that's singular. I don't know if he means a specific movie. Chris, you got to be more specific. But I asked him, what any particular jobs, movies you have in mind? And he said, office work and retail. And something you see a lot in movies is people who work in stores or offices not really doing a lot of work but having kind of endless time off. And the one that struck out to me was Empire Records, the movie where this record store, which is enormous, it's a huge store, and it employs a small army of teens, and they spend most of their time hanging out on the roof flirting with each other.
Yeah, or like they dance at one point.
Aren't they going out of business, though?
And they are going – actually, it makes a lot of sense. They are going out of business, and you're like, yeah, fire some of these kids who are not working. You know?
Yeah, they're going to be replaced by what – I guess the point is, like, it's a soulless corporate job, and I think that they're all angry that this job will make them actually work. I think that's kind of the implication of why they don't want to be replaced.
Yeah, they're kind of like a Lost Boys thing. They never want to grow up sort of thing.
I mean, office jobs in movies, I think that the thing about them is they just are always the least specific and most vague about what's going on. They're like, you have to finish the Jenkins file this weekend. I've got the big file I need to work on, or like the big presentation, and it's never.
I've got to land the Corson account.
Yeah, and it's
what is that? Is that a company that makes shoes or like children's jumpers, or do they make medical supplies, or is that a person, or is that a city that you have to go to? Mm-hmm. Explain more, movie. But yeah, they also have to make presentations, and the presentations are often about marketing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what I find more than I hate to sort of steer it in a different direction than the topic we've been given. Mm-hmm. But what I find more in movies is, like, movies seem very focused on a small pool of jobs. Like, everyone's either an architect, or they work at a magazine, or they work in publishing in general. And I think that
in advertising a lot of advertising people in the movies.
And I think this is because
sometimes they're American ninjas.
Yeah.
And often they're hitmen or mercenaries or Ghostbusters.
Well, okay, let's put those aside for a moment. The ones that I'm talking about.
Can you believe I saw a movie once about space cowboys, and it was like, this movie does not understand what it's like to be a space cowboy at all.
They barely lassoed any asteroids. But what I want to say is, like, screenwriters, I think because they work in a creative field, they think that the only important work is work that is creative. And so they have these, like, sort of like glamour industries like publishing that they know that people understand enough that they will get what this person's job is, but don't understand enough about that they actually have to do any research to make it accurate.
Oh, maybe. It's like how all John Carpenter's characters are like, you know, on a Arctic base or in a weird old church researching the devil. Or
Mars, or they're a team of Vatican vampire killers.
Best one. Best job. How do you get that job?
As a Vatican vampire killer?
Yeah, you got to go to school for it, right?
I mean, you got to do an internship, right? Or have a really strong recommendation.
Is James Woods a priest in that movie?
Yes, I think he is.
So I guess that you get that job by being like a priest that's just too badass for like normal services.
Yeah. If you wear jeans too often to mass.
So what you're saying here, the implication is that James Woods was a regular priest with a parish and everything.
Yeah.
And he was just too, the Vatican was getting complaints. They were like, our local priest is too badass.
Yeah, he has got too much leather on.
Yeah. Which is a big thing because leather is sinful, I guess.
Yeah. They're like, this isn't a Rammstein concert, dude. You can't wear a black leather cassock everywhere you go.
And so the Pope probably called him in and was like, James Woods, can you come into my office, please?
Say it in a funnier accent.
Which Pope is it? Is it the current Pope? Is it Pope Benedict?
You
this
know,
would have been when This would have been when John Paul II was still Pope. So he's like, so he's got a Polish accent, which I can't really do, but I'll just do a general Eastern European. He's like, James Woods, come into my office, please. And he's also Dracula. That's the ironic thing, is it turns out at the end that the Pope is the big vampire.
I mean, that's the twist I wasn't expecting.
Which is the twist at the end of Vampires, is it turns out one of the priests is a vampire. But
that's a highly critical take on the Catholic Church, though I don't say I disagree with it.
So the Pope is like, hey, James Woods, come on in. I'm just going to make him Italian.
That's my philosophy. Like, even though the last several popes have not been Italian, a comical Italian accent is the best one for a pope.
Okay, so let's go with it. So how about I'll be the Pope, and Stuart, you're a cool dude. You be James Woods, and Dan, you be the guy who's there because he made the complaint about James Woods, okay? James Woods, come into my holy office. I got a complaint here from a parishioner.
Hey, do I have to sit down or can I just stand next to this jukebox?
See, this is the kind of thing that I'm worried about because, you know, he brought this jukebox with him to the Vatican, and that's the kind of stuff he's been pulling in mass.
Well, the real problem is that is a Vatican jukebox, but it goes in the rec room where the Pope has his break, and he moved it into this office, which I do not appreciate.
And I took out all the church music and just put in a single of the song Taking Care of Business.
Which, again, is a rockin' song, but it's not appropriate really for this one because Taking Care of Business is about earthly things, and we're supposed to be about the spiritual things. But Dan McCoy, same name because, again, you could be Catholic with that name. Dan McCoy, can you speak to why are you unhappy about Father Woods?
Well, I mean, number one, he...
Don't talk about my politics.
Well, yeah, that's a big problem I have with James Woods, the person. But
The Pope would be like, no, he's a dead straight on that. That's a good stuff. Okay. That's a good boss. Continue. And when I say that's a good boss, I'm talking to God, of course. He's my boss. I got to talk to my boss, too. Look, each of us, we got the people we work for. So continue, Dan.
So my problem with this priest, among other things, is he pulls out an electric guitar in the middle of Mass and does some hot licks. And we all know that when you have a guitar in Mass, it should be an acoustic guitar singing songs no one wants to hear. And also, you know, he takes a little swig of tequila every once in a while instead of communion wine.
Every time I give a sermon, I look out into the audience and I look for the one person who's not getting off, and then I make sure I get them off.
Words like get off in church is one of my major problems.
I will say none of this is a strictly by the Vatican a handbook. Let's take a look. If you guys could, James, do you have your copy of the handbook with you as you're supposed to have at all times?
I used all the pages to roll up and make doobies.
Okay, now again, that's an infraction. Not so much of the doobies, but mutilating the book.
Yeah, also
that is,
one of my problems.
It is a holy text, so you know you gotta treat it with respect.
One of my problems with this priest too is he's cool, but he's kind of a generic cool guy who just likes cool guy stuff.
So you want a little bit of more specificity?
Yeah, maybe that would help.
Okay, well, so I also took that book and I cut out a thing in the center so I could hide my vampire slaying pistol in it.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Okay, now this is something I want to talk to you about because
fires little bullets filled with holy water.
I appreciate that you're still a priest, even though you seem to be not that interested in the religion part of it. But we do have a use for a priest who's kind of like a badass. And has an interest in fighting the vampiros. So how would you like to join my secret vampire group? Now, Dan McCoy, you're not supposed to know about this as just a regular lay Catholic, so maybe cover your ears?
Oh, no, it's fine. I haven't been paying attention to the last few minutes of the conversation.
Okay, that's
anyway.
A good...
Well,
first I should ask...
I just got to let you know that I only work alone. I'm a lone wolf.
Okay, that's a... You're a werewolf?
Well, I guess I'm part of that. I guess I could be.
Okay.
I mean, so, I can learn. Will it help me get the job?
No, it's not really necessary. I was just thinking, werewolves sometimes they hate vampires anyway, but we also don't like werewolves. You know, it's not a situation where we're happy with either side of the underworld battle, where whoever wins, we lose, you know?
Like, I also know how to use Slack. I wrote that down, but I don't. I can learn it over the weekend if you're offering me a gig.
I mean, that was one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is I needed someone who understood how to use Slack because we want to have a better team cohesion and communication. But even though I keep trying to get the Cardinals on a Slack, but they keep using their emails to communicate with each other about the vampires. So again,
such a waste
Dan,
of time.
I hope, Dan, yes. You're not listening because, again, you're not supposed to know about vampires. Wait, are you a vampire?
Culturally or...
No, I mean, like, well, I guess so, yes. Is any of your heritage a vampire?
I mean, culturally, I am a vampire. I don't like wine or garlic, but, you know, I have not been bitten by a member of the undead.
So how did you get into the vampire lifestyle? You know, it's a strange thing to be a culturally vampire but a religiously Catholic.
Well, I mean, okay, I honestly, I lied before. I do like garlic and wine quite a bit, but what I'm into is
you're telling me I'm getting a lot of mixed messages from you.
Well,
Dan. I'm thinking,
you know,
maybe Father Woods, who seems like a pretty cool guy, maybe a good vampire hunter. He's not so bad. I think maybe you're the problem.
I just like capes and cowls, you know. So I feel like to wear one
classic vamp move.
So anyway, this has been very useful, I think, talking about.
Speaking of things that don't get jobs right, I've been watching, my wife and I watch a lot of TV together, and one of the shows we've been watching lately is Stumptown on some TV
channel. So you don't think
TV channel.
It gets being an unlicensed private investigator.
It feels
correct.
Like every single episode they introduce a private investigation situation involving a different profession, and they're always wrong.
Yeah.
Like, they get the bar stuff wrong, restaurant stuff wrong. There's a stripper situation that they get wrong. Like, everything is, like, it feels like they've done no research whatsoever, or they've only watched cop shows to give them information on how, like, crime works.
Yeah. That is one thing I love about crime shows, is there's, like, always a stock group of plots that they have. Yeah. Like, because there's so many of them, they just have to have, like, okay, this one is going to be the one that happens as part of, like, a BDSM, like, underground kink scene. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to have that one.
So we got to interview a guy that works there. Yeah. And while we're interviewing him, he'll be drying out his BDSM clothes on the old clothesline.
Okay, wait, we're sliding into John Mulaney's Law and Order routine. Slippery slope to get to that routine, but we can't allow ourselves to do that. But I think we answered the question of movies and jobs on this one.
Yeah. One last thought. If you want to see a movie that gets my job and Elliot's former job totally wrong, watch that late night movie with Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling. Way, 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 way bad.
Okay.
Okay is a movie totally wrong about late night comedy writing.
All right. Well, I'll tell Mindy that you said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
See her.
And your friend Emma.
Yeah. My friend, well, not Emma Thompson, but I have another friend named Emma, and I'll just tell her.
Yeah, the Jane
she's
Austen heroine.
Yeah, exactly. She's when she's not busy matching people up all the time, she needs to realize she's the one who needs to find love in her life. And she does. Emma, starring Emma herself.
Okay, well, I will stop interrupting Elliot when he's trying to end the show, and let's end the show.
Let's do it. So, thank you for your topic. If anyone else would like to suggest a topic for us to talk about in a Flophouse mini, please just tweet at the Flophouse Pod, and we'll probably talk around the issue in some way. And I apologize for my Italian accent. That was unfortunate. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, everyone. It's I, John Hodgman of the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
And I, Elliot Kalin of the Flophouse podcast.
And we've made a whole new podcast, a 12-episode special mini-series called iPodius, in which we recap, discuss, and explore the very famous 1976 BBC miniseries about ancient Rome called I, Claudius. We've got incredible guests such as Gillian Jacobs, Paul F. Tompkins, as well as star of I, Claudius, Sir Patrick Stewart, and his son, non-Sir Daniel Stewart.
Don't worry, Dan, you'll get there someday.
iPodius is the name of the show. Every week from MaximumFun.org for only 12 weeks. Get them at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.